There's nothing we know of in the world as, or in the universe as powerful as 6 billion minds wrapping around a problem. Governments can be successful and get reelected. Business can have more profit at less risk. Civil society can have better lives for kids and communities. You know, I think all this makes sense and makes money, so what are we waiting for? Let's reward what we want, not the opposite. Why do we pay architects and engineers for what they spend, not what they save? This doesn't make any sense. It's not rocket science, it's Victorian whole system engineering rediscovered, where you get multiple benefits from single expenditures. I'm dedicated to the nonviolent overthrow of bad engineering. When you optimize the whole house, you pay, for example, more for the windows, nothing for the furnace that's not there. The whole house ends up getting cheaper, and it works a lot better. If we get whole system optimization right in how we design the things that use energy and resources, we'll get about 3 to 10 times more efficient, and they'll work better, and they'll cost less. Markets are very good at what they do, and we've developed a lot of ways to use them creatively to help get out of this mess. Liquidating those two kinds of assets and not valuing them really flies in the face of economic logic. That's why at the moment we have, if you like, unnatural capitalism that's a temporary aberration because it's not following its own logic. You're committed to process, not outcome, in the belief that from a good process will come a better outcome than anyone had in mind in the first place. If you just work with a company on product, process, and market, and you don't deal with culture, structure, and business model, you probably will come unstuck. The most exciting companies are the ones that want to reinvent themselves quite thoroughly. Companies that take such opportunities seriously will do very well. While he added, those that don't won't be a problem, because ultimately they won't be around. You know, why should you spend money making wastes and emissions? That's stuff nobody wants. Let's design it out. Nature is the envelope that contains, sustains, and provisions the economy. The economy is a wholly owned subsidiary of the environment, not the other way around. We don't need to wait decades, you know, through all the academic arguments to figure out what nature's worth. We can just behave as if it were very valuable, and that's a much better way to do business. It's cheaper to save fuel than to buy fuel. Efficiency is cheaper than fuel. The successful companies will be those that take their design from nature, their values from their customers, and their discipline from the marketplace. Why do cars, after a century of devoted engineering effort, use less than 1% of their fuel energy to move the driver? And it's really a computer with wheels, not a car with chips. You could have what are called feebates. So when you buy a new car, if it's efficient, you get a rebate. If it's inefficient, you pay a fee. Read my lips, not a new tax. That actually our domestic energy system is at least as vulnerable, and things like the Trans-Alaska Pipeline are even more vulnerable to disruption. How can we be safe and feel safe in ways that will work better and cost less than present arrangements? Because, you know, we have the finest military in the world. We're spending $11,000 a second on weapons and warriors, but that's not really making us safe.